Good afternoon, good afternoon, good oh, Lord. That's not funny.
This was not working.
Huh? Yeah. See, this is why I don't even turn your mic on. Okay, go ahead. Make some more fun of people.
No, I'm just...
You know, if the people...
This speaker's not working.
If the people knew the stuff you did...
These speakers...
To make fun of somebody, that's horrible.
No, I'm just saying... Horrible. This speaker's not working in my headset.
They never have.
It's weird.
Jeez, Louise. Scott Spears... Along
Anyhow,
with you.
How you doing today?
Just be quiet. You might just go back off for a minute. Scott Spears along with you here on the Now program on this Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. 1-11-17. How many ones are in that? Four. It is 12:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Scott Spears. We'll be joined by Barry Farber in hour number two. And joined in studio today for hour number one by Sean Kraft, who made fun of one of our colleagues. I'm not even going to say the name, but that's horrible.
No, it's just, no, my speaker is just not
baloney.
Working correctly.
Baloney.
And plus, it was cold in here. What is it, 49.9 in here right
51.8.
now?
51.8.
Ooh. Hands are freezing today, but like,
you're full of garbage. Do you think anybody's listening to us at all with the Donald Trump press conference going on?
I don't know. I'm sure they got their nose glued to the television right now.
Well, let's talk about the news. Okay. Well, President Obama gave his farewell address last night. We'll get to that in a second. But
sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I just had a sniffle. Sorry. Go ahead.
Don't do that into the microphone.
I can't help it.
Put your hand over the top of it or something. There, see, that was much better. Much better. Okay, but don't take your big paw and smack the microphone like that. Okay, here we go. Last night, CNN and BuzzFeed released that there was a report out that the Russians have information on Donald Trump and that some of Donald Trump's close advisors had been in contact with the Russians during the election.
Okay.
Donald Trump denies it. He says it's fake news.
Right.
What do you think?
I really don't know anymore nowadays. Be honest with you. I don't know what's fake news and not fake news.
I'm going to try to possibly read the story here if I can pull it up for you. But do you have any idea what's going on? Where's the world?
A little
going?
Bit. All I know is something about he had to...
No, we don't want to say that. Because we don't know if that's true or not, so we don't want to get into that.
I'm not going to say it's true, but I'm saying that's one of the allegations.
But we should not put it out there because we don't know if that's true or not.
But no, I'm just saying that's in the, it's in the, one of the reports.
It is in the reports, but
I'm not saying it's true,
right? But we shouldn't even say it if it, we don't know.
Okay, whatever.
Should we?
I don't know. It's just in a report. How do we know if it's true or not?
We don't know. Now, when we know it's true, then we can talk about that.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here's the
story.
Well,
we talk about a lot of stuff that's not true.
What do we talk about that's not true?
I mean, a lot of stuff we come out and, you know, about Donald Trump. A lot of stuff about Donald Trump is not true. A lot of it, but...
Like what?
I mean, huh?
Like what?
I mean, we don't know for instance that he knows about Russia.
Well, that's the story, though.
Right, but we don't know for sure.
Right, but to claim a certain event happened is a little different because we're not sure if it happened or not.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Moving on.
Classified documents presented last week to President Obama. I'm not even sure I'll make it through this with this.
I don't think so. You
know,
have this
nasally. Little cold going on. And you always sound nasally. Why do you think that is? You think your adenoids are stuck in there?
I don't have adenoids anymore.
Well, maybe they left them in.
They got to take it off.
Maybe you
take
didn't
it out
realize
long time ago.
They left them in. You think?
Maybe she get your... Do you have your adenoids?
No.
I don't have mine anymore.
I just have a little cold.
Yeah.
But I have a cup of tea.
There you go.
So I might make it.
All right.
I might make it.
You might?
I might not.
All right.
Classified documents presented last week to President Obama and President-elect Trump included allegations that Russian operatives claimed to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. Multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the briefings tell CNN. The allegations were presented in a two-page synopsis that was appended to a report on Russian interference in the 2016 elections. The allegations came in part from memos compiled by a former British intelligence operative whose past work in U.S. intelligence is considered credible. The FBI is investigating the credibility and accuracy of these allegations, which are based primarily on information from Russian sources, but has not been confirmed about Mr. Trump. The classified briefings last week were presented by four of the senior most U.S. intelligence chiefs. One reason the nation's intelligence chiefs took this extraordinary step, including the synopsis in the briefing documents, was to make the president-elect aware of such allegations involving him and that they're circulating among intelligence agencies. Okay, and Donald Trump responded, tweeted today, because that's how he responds. He tweeted, he said, Russia just said the unverified report paid for by political opponents is a complete and total fabrication. Utter nonsense. Very unfair. Russia has never tried to use leverage over me. I have nothing to do with Russia. No deals, no loans, no nothing. I win an election easily. A great movement is verified, and crooked opponents try to belittle our victory with fake news. A sorry state. Intelligence agencies should never have allowed this fake news to leak into the public. One last shot at me. Are we living in Nazi Germany? Those were Donald Trump's tweets. Okay.
I really don't know. I can't answer that because I don't know. Yeah, like I said, you don't know what's true, what's not true anymore.
I hope it's not true.
Well, yeah, for everybody's sake, you know, having a president. Obviously he is our president now.
Not yet.
Well, nine days.
9 days.
So, obviously, if we want to have somebody in there, we want to have somebody that we could trust.
What do you make of the allegations?
I mean, a lot of people do that at the last minute, but I'm not saying that it's not true because I really don't know. Until we get a fully, with the FBI and everybody else, once they release the information that it's true or not, maybe.
Well, let's say it is true. That his people were talking to the Russian people during the election.
Well, shame on them. Did he know about it? Who knows?
Well, that's illegal.
Did he know about it, though?
We don't know. We don't even know if the reports are true.
That's what I'm saying. So, if he knew about it, yes. I think it's...
What about the fact that they might have a folder on him of bad things he did that they could use against him?
But if he, well, why would he? I mean, he says he don't have nothing against, or he don't have nothing with Russia, right?
That's what he says. But then again, he says,
"Well, we want to trust him. He's our president." Crying out loud in 9 days.
Yeah, but do you want to put this man in there and then leverage over him?
Well, regardless, he's going to be in there because they're not going to have it fully investigated until probably after 9 days.
Right, but do you want to see an investigation?
Well, yeah, we want to know if he's honest or not. I mean, we want an honest president, I'm sure. Our life is in his hands, most of them.
But do you notice how he's talking about Russia again? He said Russia says that it's a complete and total fabrication. So he's listening to Russia. Russia. What's Russia going to say? Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
Why is he always quoting Russia? I think that doesn't help his case.
I really don't know. It's been a crazy election all the way around and crazy, we have to all give the guy a chance at this point. I mean, we'll have to all put together and say, listen, cross our fingers, dot our I's, and hopefully he does a very good job.
Have we not given him a chance?
Well, some people haven't, I'm sure. Some people just don't want to bend backwards or frontwards.
So if this report comes out, what should you do in the media? Just ignore it?
Well, I don't know about ignoring it, but I think before you go off on a tangent on about it, I think our problem is we need to make sure we have our P's and Q's together before we start spreading stuff, I think. Now, some of that stuff that came from, is it a reliable source? We don't know.
But apparently the intelligence officials put it in the intelligence briefing. Now, it's not classified material, but it was part of the briefing. Why would they do that?
I don't know. To try to make more media, talk?
Well, but it didn't it got leaked to the media. Nobody released it to the media. It got leaked.
Well, how else would it be if somebody had to release it?
Well, I mean, somebody took a copy of it and leaked it to the media, sources.
So that means somebody gave it to the media.
Yeah. I'm sure the intelligence department did not.
Well, why would an intelligence keep that kind of information?
Because they're investigating it. Just like you just said, They want to know if it's true or not.
I don't know. Things weird. I mean, you know that we're never safe, no matter what we do in America. Something's always going to get leaked out or get hacked into or something. I mean,
but
that's just the way
it
goes.
Don't you think, though, this is... Haven't we all said all along, why is he always nice to Vladimir Putin? Why does he always give him good words? Isn't this why we believe this? Isn't this why this is an issue? If he had said something negative about Vladimir, we'd probably dust this under the rug and say, well, maybe that's not true.
Well, you would think, but maybe he wants to make Russia one of our allies after all these years. I don't know what is going through his mind. But I know what you're saying on his behalf. Like, you know, why would you be nice to a dictator? I don't know.
Well, what is this idea of making Russia an ally? Now, here's a strange thing. They hacked our election. We do know that. They hacked the election.
They have confirmed on that?
Yes, that's confirmed. They hacked the emails, and they had information on Trump. They had information on Hillary, but they only used the information on Hillary. Okay, so why would we want to be friends with a country that did that?
To me, I don't think so, but I guess they had their favorite person that they wanted to make sure Hillary didn't get in, I guess. I don't know. Which I don't know, doesn't make sense to me. Is he afraid of Hillary, or?
Well, yeah, I think
that's why he didn't want Hillary in there?
He didn't like her. He didn't want her in power because he felt she was going to do bad things. But, I mean, this man was a KGB agent. Is it far-fetched to believe that Vladimir Putin would be spying on people?
I'm sure I'm sure Russia's probably been spying on us for years that we don't even know about. I don't know. It's just a weird thing all the way around if you look at it, really. You know, if Donald Trump is guilty, he needs to own up to it. We definitely need somebody that's going to be in there that's going to be reliable and honest. I mean, if he's not honest that he's what he's doing behind closed doors, then we have a problem.
Well, which way are you inclined to lean on this story?
Well, I mean, hopefully, I'm going to lean on right now that it is fake news, that it is this made-up story.
Now, why do you believe that?
Huh?
Why do you believe that?
Well, I want to believe that because he's our next president, and I want somebody in there that's going to be honest and.
No, but I'm saying, what we know now, do you believe it's fake news?
I really don't know for sure until we get more people involved in it. I don't know exactly what this intelligent company actually does. I mean, what is their job?
To get information from people.
So did somebody just make that up?
What happened
was to figure out?
There was a company in Washington that was approached by people who did not want Trump to be elected.
Uh-huh.
So they went to a company in Washington. The company in Washington contracted with an agent in Great Britain who was close with Russia. Mm-hmm. He started to uncover the evidence. The evidence turned out to be something he thought was pretty big. He took it to the FBI, and the FBI has been investigating it ever since.
Well, see, here's I got a problem about our FBI. First of all, on the FBI and on Hillary's case, they released all her information, and she wasn't even guilty at all. So I don't know what's going on. I don't even trust our FBI.
Well, they won't comment on this right now.
Well, of course not, because it's Donald Trump. Now, if it's Hillary, they would have.
Now, if it wasn't true, wouldn't the FBI have just said, no, we're not investigating it?
Well, I'm sure you have to investigate, because that's something big. I mean, if he has ties with Russia, I'm sure that's a big thing. Especially when he's becoming a president of the United States. That's illegal, right? To have ties with another... dictator.
Well, to talk to them during the election, that would be treasonous.
Yeah.
Especially since we know that they hacked the election.
Right. So, I don't know. I mean, how are you going to get proof? Who knows?
What they're trying to do right now is they're trying to track down the people who were coordinating with the Trump campaign.
So they're trying to do, like, emails and IP addresses and, I don't know. It's just very interesting. you know, I just hope and I pray that that at this point Donald Trump's not involved in it. Because, you know, like I said, we got to have an honest president in there.
That we what I hope is that they don't have a file on him. Because here's what it worries me. They had a file on Hillary Clinton, obviously. They used it on her. And it the report does say they have a file on Donald Trump, but they never say what's in the file because they never released it. I hope they don't have a file on him.
Now, what's that information that the hotel, I'm not going to get into the details, but that some of that information about the hotel and all that, was that in that file? Or is that just
nobody knows. Nobody knows what
but the intelligent,
is in their file.
So how do they, so the intelligent, they have a copy of the file?
No.
Or they just thought they have the
No, this is what the file that the Russians definitely have is from the RNC.
So who released the story about the hotel information?
CNN and BuzzFeed.
So how did they get that information?
From insiders who were at the meetings.
Well, CNN is a reliable source. I watch CNN all the time. Now, why wouldn't CNN why won't they fact check that before they?
They never said that stuff on the air.
Oh, they did.
Just like I said. I said, don't say that stuff. Say the story, because the story's true that this was in his intelligence briefing.
So how did it get out?
Because BuzzFeed.
BuzzFeed did it.
Did the whole report.
And they're not a reliable source.
I don't. Well, no, the report. That is the report. But are the things in the report true? Nobody knows.
So why would BuzzFeed relay it before they do fact check then? Why would they announce it?
Well, is it wrong to put it out there without checking the facts?
Well, I think in this particular case it should be. Yeah, I think it's wrong. Because I think if you're going to criticize the President of the United States and, you know, that...
Like saying he's not born in this country?
Well, yeah, I see what your point is, but...
Was that factual?
No.
How long did that go on?
That went on forever.
Who did that?
Donald Trump did. I guess it backfires on you. But
sometimes you get a little taste of your own medicine.
Sometimes you do. But I don't know. It's just for you know, America's sake that all this blows over, and hopefully it is not true. We have to give the man a chance. And hopefully he can do whatever his magic happens.
Do you think he has magic?
You know, I think he does have powerful doings as far as jobs go, I think.
And now we're going to continue on.
Are you okay over there?
I'm okay. We're going to continue. It's just cold today. It's caught me up. Got me caught up. But we're going to continue on with the program because somebody who has paid very close attention to what's going on around the world, we're so happy to have on this hour. She is with the Daily Beast, a former panelist on the McLaughlin Group, Eleanor Clift. Eleanor, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just listen to whatever that was. Was that a press conference? I don't know.
Well, now fill us in, Eleanor, because we've been on the air. Well, what went on there?
Well, first of all, he held it in the lobby of the Trump Tower, so it was not just reporters. There were a lot of people, presumably supporters, because he was applauded at various points during the press conference. And then secondly... much of the press conference was devoted to his lawyer, reading through all the provisions of where he's turning over all his businesses to the two sons, and he also did announce who he's going to name to head the Veteran Affairs Department. I'm sorry that I didn't capture the name. It was not anybody that I recognized, but. That was the last cabinet official that was left unfilled, and it's a serious cabinet official, so that name was put out there. But it was mostly a reprise of all his grievances from the campaign and, you know, his dismissal of this dossier that was published by BuzzFeed, which frankly has been, news of it has been floating around since the campaign. And, for a long time, there was the belief that the FBI was investigating his campaign's ties to Moscow. This, frankly, should have come out before the election, but he dismissed it as a piece of garbage. I think he used the word crap a couple of times. And it is not it is not anything that is confirmed. And in Donald Trump's world, you know, everything is just going great. He was asked about Obamacare. He said, yes, they're going to repeal and replace simultaneously. And it's, and all the people in the states that voted for him, they're going to be so proud and glad that they've got this great new health care. There's also reports that he's warning Democrats in 10 states that voted for him that if they don't go along with his health care plan, that he'll be out there campaigning against them. It was kind of vintage Donald Trump. He did not take questions in any kind of an orderly fashion. And when the BuzzFeed reporter, I assume, tried to get a question in because he had basically dismissed BuzzFeed as a, you know, as a failing organization, not worth paying attention to, tried to get a question, the president-elect basically said, I'm not going to give you a question. And there were kind of some shouting back and forth. But, you know, it was chaotic, it was everything we know about Trump and probably everything that the people who supported him admire about him. I mean, he was in control. He seems unflappable, and he's going about the job exactly as he pleases without a lot of regard for the criticism that's aimed his way.
Eleanor, this story, it had been around for a while, this story that came out last night, but CNN brought it out last night, and then BuzzFeed published the report. Donald Trump writes it off as fake news. Now, the two main points of this story are that people in his campaign were meeting with people in the Russian government, and that there is this file that is being used to blackmail Donald Trump. Now, none of this has been verified, but now because CNN has done a report on it, and it's on the front page of newspapers today, is there any validity to this, or do we just write it off as it is fake news?
Oh, I don't think we write it off. I think we news organizations continue to work their sources because, you know, Mr. Trump says that he has no deals in Russia, but his son, I think it was Don Jr., said at one point during the campaign that a lot of their business comes through Russia. And so there are varying accounts of exactly how much involvement the Trump organization has in Russia. And then you had Paul Manafort, who was one of the first campaign managers for Trump. He basically received millions of dollars from the now ousted president of Ukraine, and he did work over there involving Russia, and he stepped aside because of the questions that were swirling about him and the Russia connections. And I think it was during the campaign, it was Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, who basically urged the FBI to put more agents on looking into the Russia the Trump-Russia connection. They were putting all of their manpower into the Hillary emails. And so the fact that the FBI had been looking at this for some time is, you know, that was out there. And the fact that he will never let anybody see his tax returns, I think you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to think that there could be a way to connect these dots and that it bears more investigation.
If Trump goes in next week, or in 9 days, and one of the first things he does is try to lift the sanctions on Russia, is that going to be a big red flag?
Yes. I mean, he's going to encounter a lot of resistance from within his party. I mean, as president, he can lift certain sanctions that I think were imposed by executive order. But if he tries to undo sanctions that Congress imposed, he can't do that unilaterally. So I think there's a fight there regardless. And, you know, he continues to say nice things about Putin, although in this press conference he said, I don't know that I'll get along with Putin. I hope I do, but I don't know. So he sort of allowed a little, you know, daylight there as well. But, You know, he was in Moscow. He was in St. Petersburg. He did one of his beauty pageants over there. You know, it is not it's not beyond the pale to think that there could be video and audio tapes of whatever he did when he was in Russia. I mean, again, that's the rumor that's out there. And, you know, I certainly can't substantiate it, but Trump knows that's what's out there, because today he said, look, when I tell my top people when they went to Russia, I tell them that you better be good, because in every room you're in the oddest places, and these devices, they're so small. So if you don't want to see yourself on TV, you know, you should be aware of this. So he knows what everybody suspects, but you know, nobody has come up with any evidence to back up what the intelligence agencies have deemed credible, which is not the same threshold as saying it's true. So I guess we're in the world of truthiness. It could be true, but we don't really know. Seems kind of appropriate in the age of Trump that we have to debate this.
In your opinion, does this threaten the confirmations of Sessions or Tillerman?
You know, I thought Sessions handled himself very well yesterday, and I don't see anything that's happened, you know, since yesterday threatening the Sessions confirmation. I think Tillerson is more a work in progress here. He was getting some very tough questioning from the Republican side of the aisle this morning, from specifically Senator Rubio. And he danced very carefully around any questions involving Vladimir Putin. He was asked, you know, does he believe that Putin is responsible for all this mysterious deaths around the world? And, you know, he said, I don't have any independent information on that. But, you know, he certainly did not, you know, sing Putin's praises in at least the part of the hearing that I saw this morning. So I think, you know, Tillerson, I think depending how he handles himself and how this story plays out in the next day, there's a potential for him to lose some Republican votes, which is what it would take to derail any of these appointments.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Eleanor, if this story is true, how dangerous is it for Donald Trump?
I think it's huge if true. If there was actually collusion between the Trump campaign people and a foreign adversarial power to help install Donald Trump as president, I think that's very big. And if that is credible, I think that would launch impeachment proceedings immediately. Except you have a Republican House, and impeachment starts at the House. And the Republicans have thus far shown, you know, no willingness to truly confront him. So I think it undermines his legitimacy as a president. And, you know, I don't know if I said this before on this show, but, you know, the Watergate analogy is overused. But the break-in and that occurred before Nixon was sworn in 1973, I guess he was sworn in, you know, that festered until it forced his resignation. I think, you know, this is one of these stories that if Trump is not able to put it away, it's going to fester. And I think it really does undermine his credibility. It may not, you know, lead to his resignation, but his approval ratings already, they're only in the 30s, which is the lowest for any president of modern times. You know, we look at him, he dominates the stage, his authoritarian figure, but he's in a very weak position when you look at the public opinion that really should buttress a new president.
Eleanor, you've been around a while, and you've heard these stories that have been going on for quite a while. We don't know, we haven't confirmed them, but as a reporter, do they seem credible? Do they tend to be more credible than non-credible at this point?
When you take Trump's rosy assessments of Putin, his admiration for WikiLeaks, and today he even pointed out that what they put out there was true, and that if somebody working for him said the same things about him that John Podesta said about Hillary Clinton, that person would be fired. So he basically is saying, okay, they led us to truth about crooked Hillary. It is all very plausible given what we know about this man's reputation and his personal behavior as well. So, but you have to suspend judgment if, in fact, we're all being fooled. I mean, I think how this dossier came into being, that it was the result of opposition research that was done. I'd like to know who ordered up the opposition research. I think there's just a lot of strings to pull here. But the fact that all these strings are being pulled is not good news for Donald Trump on the eve of his inauguration.
And final question, Eleanor, what did you make of President Obama's farewell speech last night?
You know, anyone who has admired President Obama, that was an extraordinary moment, a very long moment last night. I thought it was that I would call it the sequel to the very inspirational and courageous race speech that he delivered as a candidate. And that was one portion of it. But there were so many other portions, you know, warning us basically about the fragility of democracy and then inspiring us to, you know, continue the work. At some points in the speech, I thought, does he know that his side lost the election? he was making everything sound so great. But I think he is, as a human being, he is a truly transformational figure for this country. And I came away thinking that, you know, Americans, in a way, they like the man better than they like the president, because all of these gifts, he did get some significant things done, he really couldn't translate all the support for him in the country into pressure on Congress. And that's one of the sort of sad parts of his presidency, that he couldn't mobilize all of his great gifts and get our democratic small-d institutions working again.
Very interesting. Eleanor Clift from the Daily Beast. Thank you so much, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Eleanor Clift giving us her thoughts on what went on. That's a very interesting insight to what we've been talking about. And, of course, you can call in 740-383-9944 and talk about what Eleanor said or what we've said. Well, what do you take from what Eleanor said?
You know, for being the inside there, she had a good point there. You know, you just never know if it's true or not. If it's true, then Donald Trump's going to pay for it.
Looks that way. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Martha Dausmanese.
Martha, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I had a wonderful Christmas with my family, and I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Did you have a good New Year's, Martha?
Yes, I sure have so far. I can't believe it's 2017.
Still trucking along as the Queen of Dance, right?
Yes, I am.
We're gonna.
I like to always be.
You always will be, Martha. We have a new president coming up in 9 days.
Yes, we do.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
That'll be very interesting. Well, Martha, I am so glad that you were able to call in today.
Well, I am too. I like Trump because he's Republican.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Martha. Thank you so much, and you call in any time.
Well, thank you very much, and I just love listening to you.
Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, the First Lady of Dance weighs in. Okay, go back to what you were saying, Sean, and again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
No, just like, you know, she said, it's going to be very serious if it does come back that he's involved in all this information.
Now, didn't she say it wasn't fake news?
She kind of did in her own words, yeah.
So, what we've been hearing today is not exactly the truth.
Right.
And the it could be real.
It could be real, yeah.
And
if it is, then we have another problem on our hands.
And you know, in her eyes, she felt that it might tend to be more true than false.
And then, like she said, it has to be impeached. He has to be impeached.
This is scary stuff.
Yeah. But I guess my question is, I would ask that question. I was like, if he does get impeached, then who takes over?
Well, it depends on how many people were involved.
Do you think Pence knew anything about it? Could Pence get prosecuted if he knew about it?
Who knows?
See, that's why I mean, he's considered accessory, right?
Well, Spiro Agnew, when Richard Nixon got taken out, well, Richard Nixon left on his own accord because he didn't want to be prosecuted. Spiro Agnew, his vice president, had already left.
So maybe that's what Pence would do, probably. I don't know.
I don't know. I think this is very dangerous territory, and I just pray that Trump did not do this.
At this point, yeah. At this point,
because he's elected, we're going into an inauguration. Lord, I hope he didn't do this.
If he did, I don't know. Is that jail time for him?
Probably, unless somebody would pardon him.
Who would pardon him?
Whoever replaces him. Why would you do that? Why would anybody release this information? That's what I can't understand. Let's look at it from this perspective.
Probably because he had no chance of winning if it wasn't rigged.
Yeah, but why would you release... Let's say it's fake. Why would you put it out there?
Because they don't want to know the truth.
Do what?
They didn't want to know the truth.
Who?
I mean, they didn't want to give out. They didn't want to do. They didn't want to give out the truth. That's why they didn't want to release it fake. So they didn't ruin their gig or whatever they're doing. No, I mean, obviously they're doing it on purpose.
But who?
Well, I don't know who did it.
I mean, why would you be out to do this?
Oh, you mean go against Donald?
Well, this is illegal.
Well, probably because they're not.
But this is not just bad words. This is illegal stuff.
Well, I mean, because somebody don't like Donald.
Somebody?
Or a group or somebody.
I think quite a few people might not like
that. That's probably what
it's
happened.
It's a sad thing, really. I mean, we should be going into a new presidency with a clean slate.
Well, we should, but we live in the United States of America, and nothing's easy in this.
Well, we've had...
We always have some kind of...
But not like this. I mean, Obama came in easy... Bush came in easy after the votes were counted. Gore let go.
Well, you know, even though Obama got elected, we still had a lot of, you know, show me a birth certificate, where were you born? And
yeah, that's fine. Everybody's
always going to criticize somebody or try to make up
rigged
stories.
The election.
Well, yeah, no, the rigging of the election is big, but I don't know. Obviously, he couldn't beat her one-on-one.
I don't know. 740-383-9944 if you want to weigh in on this.
740-383-9944. Did Donald want Russia to hack into her stuff? Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
You don't know at this point.
Yeah.
We know that they did. We do know that.
Yeah.
We just don't know if Donald knew about it. And we don't know if he was being blackmailed, which is why he did it.
Well, I guess my problem is I don't know why our security department didn't recognize that Hillary's was getting hacked into.
Here's what I don't understand.
That's why I don't
know. Okay, Eleanor Clift just said that Donald in the press conference said that he told all his people when they go over to Moscow, you got to watch out what you're saying because there's cameras in the rooms, right? Isn't that what she said?
That's yeah, they're small.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how come he didn't know he had a microphone on when he was on the XS Hollywood bus and said what he said?
I think he knew, but he don't probably didn't think it was going to be leaked out.
So do you really think he told his people that in Moscow?
Probably not. That's his Donald for you. I mean, he has to make it look good.
You know, all he has to do is criticize Vladimir Putin, and all this would go away. Because people would say, oh, maybe he's not in bed with him. But the problem is he never says anything bad about him. Why? That leaves a question. Why?
I don't know. Only he knows that answer.
But you know what? His followers will all say, oh, you're just stirring up things. You know, the media wants to run Donald into the ground. You got to give him a chance. Well, you know, stop doing things then.
You know, we all want to give him a chance because he is the president-elect. But, you know, but we also want somebody in this that's going to protect us all the way around, not lie to us. Now, if he's saying all this, that he has nothing to do with Russia, has nothing to do with any of this, we want to believe him. But you know what? If it does come out true, then he lied.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want it investigated? Even if you were for Trump, wouldn't you want it investigated?
Well, yeah, because that's a scary thing. I mean, you're dealing with a dictator.
But let's say, I think people, why they don't want it investigated is they're afraid to find out that Hillary Clinton really did win. Okay?
Yeah.
But if your guy didn't really win, even though he won, wouldn't you want to know that?
Yeah, I mean, I would. You know, because what else would he lie about when he's office?
Wouldn't you want to go back and clean the slate? And let's say you believe he didn't do anything. Okay, well, wouldn't you want to go back and investigate it and prove his innocence?
I would think. At this point, anyway.
But no, they get angry. Don't even want to talk about it. Don't waste the money. Don't even want to talk about it.
Of course, that's the way people are. I mean, once you're a true fan of somebody or a follower, yeah, you just want to believe whatever he's saying.
I mean, and how many of these people did want to investigate Obama's birth certificate?
A lot.
Which, by the way, was not illegal.
Yeah.
Silly. It's all about politics.
You know, it's all about talk. People love to talk about... we got to have something to talk about, I guess, on the radio and media.
But I think this is certainly something we should... Now, we did not mention anything in the report, and I've read the report, and you've heard some things, and we did not say what it says he did, because we don't know if he did those things. But the story, the fact that it might be there, I think is still a story.
Of course. I mean, if some of the stuff that's in that report, that it is true, shame on him. Shame on him. And he needs to be held accountable for it.
Well, what if he, in your opinion, what should happen if he did interfere in the election, if he did deal with Russia?
Oh, definitely be impeached. I think he should be impeached. I think he should be probably put in jail for, you know, 6 months or so to a year. And certainly be fined.
Well, what if he has a file over, what if he was blackmailed? By the Russians.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that. It's his own fault for going over there and doing what he was doing.
Yeah, but how's that going to make it look that our president was compromised?
Right. And he didn't know about it? If he didn't know about it, then that's a different story.
Yeah, but if they take some of those pictures and videos and release them around the world, do you think that's going to help us?
Oh, certainly. It's going to make us look like a joke.
So should we leave him in if that's the case?
No. Certainly, I think he should just be stepped down. You know, I don't think it'd be a person that in that power.
But why his son did say that they had a lot of things going on, and now he says there never were any things. Now what can you believe?
I don't know. Do you believe the son or do you believe the dad?
And now he's putting his sons in charge of his company. Now he'll never talk to his sons again.
Well, we know that's not going to be true.
So how can he get past that one?
I don't know.
This guy's going to have to get... He's going to have a lawyer at every Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July. Because somebody's going to have to keep an eye on him.
It's a different situation with him. You know, being a billionaire, if he is a billionaire, we don't know for sure because we haven't seen his taxes. But
I thought he was going to show those after the election.
That's what I thought.
Didn't happen.
No.
740-383-9944. Go ahead, weigh in. Tell us how wrong we are. 740-383-9944. We love to hear from you out there in listener land. But this is a news story. It's breaking news, as they say on CNN and all the places. Barry Farber coming up next hour. And we thank Eleanor Cliff for calling in. She was working very hard on that story, listening to the press conference. I can't wait to watch that tonight. Apparently it was a real tour de force.
I saw the bits and pieces of it earlier. I was watching it on Facebook, and I didn't get to see the yelling match that she was talking about. But
how do you think Hillary Clinton must feel learning all this stuff?
I think she probably feels embarrassed.
Her?
I mean, she's probably embarrassed of what happened. Not her particularly herself. It's of America.
How do you think Trump feels?
Well, he's the cause of it. If it's true, he's the one who caused all this.
But do you think deep down in his soul, I mean, say it's not true and this story's come out, how do you think he feels?
Oh, then he probably feels taken advantage of, I'm sure. Probably feels ashamed.
Do you think, I'm going to say the same thing I said to Eleanor Cliff, do you think it tends to be more true? Or, we don't know. But in your mind, knowing Donald Trump and talking about him for a year now, do you think this story just tends to be more true or tends to be more false?
At this point, I'm going to have to say in between, because I really don't know.
You wuss. Eleanor gave me an answer.
No, I'm once I get more information,
based on what we know.
Back of my mind, I want to say no.
This doesn't sound like Donald.
No, I'm going to trust him. I mean, he in 9 days he's going to be in the Oval Office, and I want somebody that's in there that I can trust.
But I'm not saying what do you want to happen. I'm saying what do you, knowing what we know.
Well, what we know right now, the information that's been released, it's not good.
Does it sound like something he would do or not?
Oh, it would, because all the stuff that he's talking about over his campaign. I mean, look at all the stuff that he's talking about his campaign, then he comes and then he goes back on. You know, yes. So, if you want my honest answer, yes, I think it's more. It could be more true.
And this could be a lot of trouble for us. This could be a lot of trouble for us as time goes on.
Right, because I mean, think about it. When he started off on his campaign, how many lies has he told through his whole campaign? It does sound like Donald.
We're going to break. Stay tuned.
You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change.